This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026 intended to implement one-third women's reservation in the Lok Sabha and the Legislative Assembly failed to get the nod in the lower house. The bill fell short of the two-thirds majority of 352 out of the total 528 members present in the Lok Sabha. During voting on the bill, 298 MPs voted in favour of it and 230 against the bill. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla announced the results of the voting, saying that it is not possible to move forward with this legislation as it failed to get the required majority for its passage. Afterwards, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the other two bills, including the Delimitation Bill 2026 and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2026, are interlinked with the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026. Hence, these two bills will not be moved for a passage.
Jo natija aaya hai, ye itna aitihasik aur mahatvapurna bill par.
The result that has come on this historic and important bill, which is meant to give honor and rights to the women of the country, is that the opposition did not support it. It is very unfortunate, and the opportunity that existed at this historic moment has been lost. Under the leadership of Narendra Modi, our campaign to ensure honor and rights for women will continue.
Mahilaon ko jo samman dene ka adhikar dene ka hamara abhiyan.
The Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026 was intended to operationalize one-third reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and the Legislative Assemblies through delimitation exercise based on the latest published census. Later, the House was adjourned. Earlier, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that the government will do everything to ensure reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and the Legislative Assemblies of states and union territories. He was replying to the discussion on the presented bills in the Lok Sabha. He said the objectives of these bills are to ensure that 2029 Lok Sabha polls are held with women's reservation. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will travel to Sri Lanka for a two-day visit from tomorrow, during which he will hold talks with the Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumarasinghe and Prime Minister Harini Amarasurya. This will be the first bilateral visit by the Vice President of India to Sri Lanka. India has officially confirmed that it has been invited to take part in a maritime initiative led by the United Kingdom and France to protect transit through the Strait of Hormuz, widely regarded as a critical global choke point. During a weekly media briefing in the capital, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal confirmed the invitation. This invitation arrives as the international community intensifies efforts to ensure the security of one of the world's most vital energy corridors, which facilitates nearly 20% of the global oil trade. The US military has said that its naval blockade operations targeting Iran continue even as tensions persist in the Strait of Hormuz, with Central Command stressing that American forces remain fully deployed and alert in the region. U.S. President Donald Trump has declared that the American naval blockade of Iranian ports will persist until a comprehensive peace agreement is finalized with Tehran, despite Iran's move to restore access to the Strait of Hormuz. Iran has warned that it will take reciprocal measures if the United States continues its maritime blockade targeting Iranian ports, even as it outlined conditions for the shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's Foreign Ministry spokesperson Ismail Baghi offered clarification on an earlier statement by Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi. According to the news channel, Baghi said that the shipping through the Strait of Hormuz will be allowed along a predetermined route by Iran. The announcement comes after Iran's Foreign Minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi, who had earlier said on social media that passage for all commercial vessels through the Strait of Hormuz during the ceasefire was completely open. In women's cricket, South Africa defeated India by 6 wickets in the first T20 international in Durban last night. Chasing a target of 158 runs, host South Africa achieved the target in 19.1 overs, taking a 1-0 lead in the 5-match series. Batting first, India made 157 for 7 in the stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.